Well, it was another tough jobs report at the end of last week, as you know. We were supposed to add 600,000. We got a couple hundred thousand. This across the country, of course. Unemployment drops to 4.2%, but it's not really a good indication because it seems like a lot of folks are just leaving the workforce altogether. And you know a lot of companies are still struggling to get positions filled. A lot of good opportunities out there, no question. But those that are willing to work, man, they have some options right now. Joining me to talk about this, Wendy Block, the Vice President of Business Advocacy and Member Engagement at the Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan. Wendy, good to have you back.
Thanks for having me, Steve. Good morning.
Good morning. And you're going to have an Economic and Workforce Summit. It's coming up here on the 14th of December. So give me an idea. I mean, we all see the same things, Wendy. We walk into a restaurant, it's an easy example. The tables might be full, but service is going to be slow because they don't have enough people. You walk into a store, you try to find somebody, harder to find somebody because people just aren't available, right? But yet, the companies, the businesses are making some great offers to people, some real opportunities out there.
Yeah, you're exactly right. There really has never been a better time to find a job in Michigan. There are, in fact, more jobs available today than there are people on unemployment. You know, some of the reasons that you stated there are very much true. But there are some things that employers can do to take matters into their own hands and to give them a leg up on the competition to ensure that they're competitive and they're able to attract and retain their quality workers. And so these are the sorts of things that we are going to be discussing at our Economic and Workforce Summit on December 14th. So that's a week from tomorrow. It's a free virtual event that we're doing with the Michigan Bankers Association and really intended to kind of look at these workforce challenges and to talk about solutions that we can explore together. And then also just to kind of talk about the state of the economy and what to expect as we go into 2022. And, you know, hopefully some good news there to come.
Yeah, so this is really a signature event, the Economic and Workforce Summit. Again, it's December the 14th. And what do you hope to get out of these sorts of things? Now, I know this is a virtual event. A lot of these things, I mean, obviously the pandemic has changed the landscape for all of us, whether it's, you know, the things that we're talking about as far as employers and employees, but everything's changed. So you do this virtually. This is a convenient way to plug in, right, and get more people involved.
It is, yeah. And, you know, we're going to kind of look under the hood at these problems, right? So we have a number of economists joining us who have some really solid data that explains kind of what is going on, but then also talk to people who are on the front lines of this in the private industry and working to solve these problems. So the goal is to give people, you know, practical tips and tricks that they can apply in their own workforce to hopefully help them ease their talent crunch. And so, you know, just good, solid conversations about the problem, but also solutions, things that are more action-oriented.
Yeah, so let me ask you this. What are some of the things out there that are working? I mean, it's an emergency, I think, the only way I would put it, I've never seen anything like this. I don't think any of us have, where you've got all of these jobs paying more than they ever have. You know, when I'm driving down the street and I'm seeing, you know, fast food restaurants offering $500 or $1,000 signing bonuses, I'm like, wow. I mean, that gets my attention, right? I'm thinking, man, I could do another job. So there really are big opportunities for first-time people, you know, young people getting into the workforce, somebody who, you know, wants to re-enter the workforce, somebody who does want a second part-time job to, you know, pick up their income. All of these things are available, and yet companies are just struggling to fill these positions. What can we do to change the metric?
Yeah, so there really is no silver bullet here, and that is part of the, I think, frustration out there. Certainly being competitive with wages still seems, you know, cash is king, still seems to be the way to get some of those positions filled. But it's also, I think, a really good time to be rethinking your current hiring practices and your workplace settings and kind of asking those questions about why. You know, we maybe have always done drug tests or background checks, or we've never hired, you know, non-traditional candidates. And to be thinking about why you haven't. And if you don't have a good reason, maybe
right,
you need to be rethinking that.
You know, you
right?
touched on something there, Wendy, and I want to touch on that just for a moment here. And it's the drug tests. with the legalization of marijuana for recreational use, a lot of those drug tests have popped up to prevent people from getting jobs where the drug test maybe it doesn't really have a big impact on what the job is that they're doing or their performance. So you're right. Maybe it's time to rethink some of those things when it comes to employment with different companies. Maybe it's time to say, listen, it is 2021. The world's a different place than it was just 5 years ago. Maybe it's time to readdress the way they look at incoming talent. Is that what you're suggesting?
Yes, exactly. And, you know, some positions you can't do this for, right? Safety-sensitive positions, you kind of can't turn a blind eye to failed drug tests. But there are a lot of positions there that you can. And, you know, just thinking about, like, well, what are you doing to upskill your current workforce? They maybe look like they can't move into these new, greater roles. But what if you applied for some state grant dollars or invested some seed money to get those employees in a position that they are upskilled and able to fill your needs? And they may be just right underneath your nose. But, you know, what we found during the pandemic, too, is that flexibility really is valued by employees. And again, it's not going to work for all industries. But employees value flexibility almost more than wages at this point. And so kind of rethinking some of those sorts of things and how you approach some of that, you know, you approach flexibility in your workforce. So again, there's going to be a lot of different things that we're talking about. We think it's going to be a great conversation with our panelists and are really excited about this event next Tuesday.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea. Rethink how you're doing things, how you get people through the door. Again, this is the Economic and Workforce Summit, December the 14th, 2021, from 9 until 10:30 in the morning, presented by the Michigan Chamber and the Michigan Bankers Association. You can find out more at michamber.com. That's my chamber, michamber.com. Listen, if you're looking for some talent, you want to hear from some people that have great ideas and insight, this is the place to be. Wendy, always appreciate you being here.
Likewise. Thank you for having me.
There you have it. Wendy Block, Vice President of Business Advocacy and Member Engagement at the Michigan Chamber, michamber.com.